This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on a Meat Friday. It's a Seafood Friday, thanks to the great folks at Eventide Oyster Company in Portland, Maine. I was up there a few weeks back with my brother, heard about the restaurant, stopped in, got a seat at the counter, and had a wonderful meal. And then I run into the sous chef, Taylor, and he says, can we do a Meat Friday? I'm like, sure. And then Tyler reached out to him, and they decided they would take the three-hour drive down. And this is what's on the menu today. Brown butter rolls. That'll be the star. Just letting you guys know, I'm giving you a heads up. That'll be the star of the menu. It doesn't sound like it. Trust me. The brown butter rolls will be MVP. Pastrami buns, big eye tuna crudo, grilled flying point oysters, not literally, the flying part, raw oysters, smoked lobster and mussels, bluefin toro brisket, and scallop waffle yaki. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Morale is high, and it should. All right, final hour coming up. It's Hollywood royalty. Kurt Russell, he's been acting for probably 50 years, been in a lot of movies. He's in a show with his son, Wyatt, who's been on the show before, former professional hockey player, and it's on Apple TV+. We'll talk to them about that. Washington and Oregon. Oregon is giving 10 tonight in Las Vegas. Cowboys survived the Seahawks 41-35. They're now 9-3, and now we find out who the Cowboys are, for better or for worse. And for Dak Prescott, you want to be an MVP? It is set up for you to win the MVP. These next four games, you can win the MVP. Right now, the MVP odds, according to DraftKings, Jalen Hurts, then it's Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Tua Tagovailoa. Still comes down to, out of these quarterbacks, who would you bet on to win a Super Bowl? Like, you count on them to win a Super Bowl. Well, we know Mahomes has done it, so that's why it always comes back to MVP. And Mahomes has kind of morphed into the Michael Jordan conversation of he can win a championship. And I voted for Michael for MVP every time he won. You had to take it from him for me to go, Karl Malone, great year. Charles Barkley, great year. All right, you're MVP. Who's going to win a championship? Michael Jordan is. And I'm in that, you know, that mind space that I am with Mahomes, sort of similar, where I go, all right, maybe you give it to Jalen Hurts, or maybe you give it to Lamar, but it still feels like game on the line. Who's going to get to the Super Bowl? Who's going to win a Super Bowl? And it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. He will be my MVP. Jordan, you know, lost two MVPs to Barkley and one to Karl Malone. He ended up winning championships those years against those guys. Yes, Mark.
At the end of Mahomes' career, we're going to probably say, man, he only won three MVPs. Yeah. You're going to look on sportsreference.com and see the crazy numbers. Say, who won the MVP that year? It was a better story. So probably won MVP.
And that does factor in. You know, it's about stories. And we've been telling the same story with Patrick Mahomes over and over and over. And then you're like, can we find somebody else? And then we look for somebody else. And then it comes back to Patrick Mahomes. Tiger Woods is back, and you can watch him play golf this afternoon, the Hero World Challenge, later today on Golf Channel and Peacock. Final hour of the program, by the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. And if you're watching, you'll be able to see this great meal that we have coming up off the Traeger Grills in about 40 minutes from now. Download the app if you haven't done so. Good morning if you're chatting on Chat Row and our radio affiliates around the country. So, Seton, final hour poll question is going to be.
I decided to put up there ultimate NIL athlete.
Oh.
Choices are Michael Vick, Allen Iverson, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker. Okay. I wanted to put Deion Sanders in there, but we're only going with four.
I would say Herschel because Herschel was more famous than any of those players when he was in college. And he was a big deal. I mean, Bo won the Heisman, but Herschel was a thing. That was like, oh, my God, have you seen this guy? And, I mean, Bo was a better runner than Herschel. Like, Herschel would just run you over. Bo had that ability to run around you or over you. And was an incredible – I mean, they're all incredible athletes. I was in Atlanta at the time, and I remember seeing Georgia play – and Herschel was running, and I just thought, that's not possible. That big. Now, I didn't have that shifty, that elusiveness. He was just bigger and faster than everybody. And I would say that he would be the guy, if there was NIL, he was going to get paid. Iverson was a big deal. Vic, man, that freshman year, whoo. Yeah, I would say it would be Herschel for me. Yeah, Paul.
Herschel makes sense because he played 3 years, so he has 3 years of NIL value. He also won the national title as a freshman, so he didn't ease in. Bo Jackson eased in just a little more. Iverson was very well known. You know, Christian Laettner's last 2 or 3 years, he was the face of college basketball, and I'll bet you he would have crushed national NIL deals from an awareness standpoint, Laettner, because. But that sport, he was well-known. People, all that stuff.
All right, so that's the poll question for the final hour. Get a couple of phone calls in here. And the game's coming up this weekend, the game tonight. Just the point spreads are always interesting. Michigan minus 22 against Iowa. Louisville is getting 1.5. That, to me, is the fascinating line. Although Oregon giving 10 to Washington is one of those where you go, Things to make you go, Oklahoma State getting 15.5 against Texas, and Georgia giving 5.5 to Alabama. The music theme, as we always do every Friday, is it's Deadcember. It's lead singers who died in the month of December. Yes, Marvin.
Next Friday, it's going to be people that are alive.
Oh, so lead singers who are still alive in the month of December.
Yeah, we're even it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So John Bon Jovi, you're in.
Yeah. No.
Well, day to day.
No, everyone's sir, day to day. You can't. No.
Wait, what do you mean, no?
No, I can't do Bon Jovi.
Oh.
No. No.
You can, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
We said alive.
Okay.
That's the one prerequisite.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
There were so many artists who died in the month of December. Now, we took John Lennon off the board. He's emeritus. Next Friday will be the anniversary of his murder. But we had Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, Michael Nesmith of the Monkees,
even though
he wasn't a lead singer. Was it Ronnie Van Zant? I think he might have been December. James Brown, Frank Zappa. Yeah, see?
I really, 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 my very first pick for this was Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the most underrated voice of all time, Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
He's a great singer.
Yeah.
That was my first pick, though. I was like, oh, dang, I'm going with Roy.
Yeah.
Didn't.
All right, we'll get to phone calls here coming up. Baker in Bozeman. Hi, Baker. What's on your mind today?
Happy Meat Friday, gentlemen. So, DP, you know, you've got me between Greg McElroy yesterday and Mike Vick a second ago. I've been thinking about this transfer portal topic. And, you know, it's really all about presenting your school as an attractive destination to the athletes. And I wanted to share with you guys, I've devised what I think is a can't-miss transfer portal strategy for Crappensburg State. So my idea would be conceptually similar to what Nissan's done with the Heisman House, but for Crab State, it wouldn't be limited to football. So I've assembled the list of their list of athletes they've churned out. It's an impressive list of professional athletes.
Okay.
But instead of the Heisman House, Crab State would call it the outhouse.
Okay.
So you guys already have the Crab State baseball T-shirt, right? Well, yeah. one of the greatest baseball players of all time is an alum of Crab State, and that's Duke Snyder.
Okay.
So in the NBA, you got Pooh Richardson, Manute Bol. In the NFL, you got Deuce McAllister, Jake Plummer. Right? And there are a couple of athletes currently in two other sports. NHL, you've got Kevin Shattenkirk, who's a defenseman for the Bruins. And there's a professional wrestler from Japan. This guy's name, no lie, Konosuke Takeshita. Konosuke Takeshita. You can't miss, Dan.
Thank you, Baker. Yeah, we do have a lot of famous alum, not so famous alum from Crappensburg State. And you want to be the first in your neighborhood, certainly not the last, to get your Crappensburg State hoodie or coffee mug. We have some bumper stickers in there as well. We have our Crappensburg State baseball team T-shirt. We have the runs and our hats, the Dukes. Yes, Paul?
Manute Bol got me.
That's good.
Got me. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I like that one. Deuce McAllister. Brent in Texas. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan and Danette. Pass the smoked lobster and mussels. Sounds delicious there today for y'all. Hey, as a lifelong Seahawks fan, I would love to see the throwbacks we saw last night every week brought back great memories, including being at a Seahawks-Chiefs game doing the wave in a very loud kingdom in 1984. Seahawks won the game 45-0 with four pick sixes. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
So bring back the throwbacks. Go Hawks. I hope they make playoffs. A good showing last night. Disappointing with the result.
Yeah.
And Britt and Fritzy, I love the doctor. I love the Simpsons stuff is great, but Dr. Phil is so good.
You got to understand something. You're walking around with a hat and a lasso, and boy, that don't make you no cowboy. That's why your kids are on drugs.
I would love to have Dr. Phil on. And have Dr. Phil, maybe have a Dr. Phil Fritzy, who does a better Dr. Phil. Remember when we had Jim Nance on, and then we thought somebody did a better Jim Nance than Jim Nance? Like, Jim Nance didn't win the Jim Nance sound-alike contest, and he was great. He finished second, though. Close second. Sean in Indianapolis. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Morning.
Going back to the first hour with the penalties being called, I had a possible solution of on a called penalty, allow the player that the infraction is on to challenge it. And if he loses the challenge, he's out the rest of the possession. And you only get one challenge per game. And then just one second thing. You guys need to have your callers call in with a Crappensburg State fight song.
Well, we've been working on a Crappensburg State fight song, and it's in development right now. We're trying to pick the right artist to be able to sing this. And there have been some famous, well, not exactly famous, but some people who would like to offer up, you know, their version of the Crappensburg State fight song. But thank you, Sean. By the way, some NBA, Fritzy came in and said, hey, did you watch the Hawks last night? I go, the Seahawks? He goes, no, the Hawks beat the Spurs. And I go, who cares?
Trae Young stepped it up.
The Spurs have lost 13 in a row. But then, not to be outdone, Detroit is terrible. Detroit has lost 16 in a row. They're tanking the wrong year. Last year is when they needed to tank. 16-game losing streak. That's the longest in club history. Wow.
Ooh. Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
years ago, I gave you Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I said, that's a guy should be in the MVP race. And he turned out to be in the MVP race. This year, I'm going to give you a name. His team is not very good. But if you want to talk about value to your team in the NBA, I'm going to give you guys 50 guesses, and you're still not going to get who this player is. Although, Marvin, knowing you, you might.
Eastern Conference?
I'm not giving you any hints.
Not even a slight?
All right. Midwest. Midwest.
Donovan Mitchell?
No. That, you know, would probably be under the 50 names. Yeah, Seton.
11.
No, it's not 11. No.
I think it's 11.
No, you weren't. You weren't listening, were you? They weren't.
11.
Tyrese Haliburton. He had 44 in the Pacers' loss. He has scored or assisted on over 41% of the Pacers' points in the month of November. The only guy who had a larger percentage of his team's points the past month, the Joker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, a stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Warriors beat the Clippers last night. The Warriors have won six in a row at home against the Clippers. Longest home winning streak in the series since they won 11 in a row back between 2012 and 2017. I know that we want to put dirt on the Golden State Warriors' grave. Not yet. I mean, we just dipped into December. Now, are they the same team they once were? No, they're not. And I thought that this was going to be a team that you almost had, like the Spurs. The Spurs had older players. They drafted well. They stockpiled. Some of those players stayed in Europe. And I thought Golden State, when they got James Wiseman, when they got Moody, when they got Kuminga, Jordan Poole, and I thought, okay, now you got depth. Here's your second unit. You don't have to play Steph the same minutes and Klay Thompson the same minutes. And then all of a sudden, Klay Thompson isn't who he once was. Steph is not who he once was. Draymond Green is still acting like a knucklehead sometimes. But you don't have that benefit there of, you know, Denver's going to be there. Phoenix is going to be there. There are teams that are going to be there, and you just can't afford to be. Sacramento might already be there. Went toe-to-toe with Golden State last year. But I've learned not to bet against Steph Curry. And until further notice, I won't. But I do think they're wobbling a little bit. We'll take a break. We will talk to Kurt Russell. He is Hollywood royalty and his son Wyatt. And we had a great conversation with them. We taped the interview and talked about a variety of things, and including his role as Herb Brooks in Miracle. We got into Slapshot, the movie, and quite a few things. And very enjoyable conversation with them. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We spoke to Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell 2 days ago. They have a show called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters on Apple TV+. New episodes coming out every Friday. And here is how we started the interview. It's Kurt and Wyatt Russell joining us, and they have a new series on Apple TV+. It is called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. New episodes coming out every Friday. All right, let me know how this sounds to you guys. I'm going to be the voiceover guy if you need one, even if you don't need one. Following the thunderous battle between Godzilla and the Titans that leveled San Francisco and the shocking revelation that monsters are real, Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, tracks two siblings following in their father's footsteps who uncover their family's connection to the secret organization known as Monarch. What do you think?
Not bad.
That's good.
I would slow it down a touch.
Oh, you would have. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because the faster you go, the more less you give a shit, obviously. So.
It was just for time. That was all. I was worried about you guys.
That was a nice 30 seconds.
Yeah. I like that, in a world. Like, I always wanted to be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a world. That was that Don LaFontaine?
One man.
Yeah. I always loved that. Wyatt, when you saw Kurt play Herb Brooks.
You know, I nobody saw the Mel Brooks thing.
And you were great. You were great. Not as good as Albert Brooks, but you were great. Okay. When you saw him play Herb Brooks, did you ever have a coach who was like that?
No, I wish I did, to be honest. I mean, Herb was a legendary coach. My dad, I think he said before he can talk to it better, was doing his father, Bing, who was a lot like Herb, but it was in the baseball world. I think the better, for me, I was a little distant from the process because I was playing at the time. And we there was some fun stuff, actually. He would come out and practice with us, do some skating around, watch us interact, and there was a lot from the film, and Gavin O'Connor, the director as well, would come some of the games, be in the locker room, so there was a little bit of overlap, but more of what was I guess a testament to how good he was in that film was when Herb's grandkids saw the movie, they thought they were looking at Grandad.
It was Wyatt's first year up there playing playing junior hockey in Canada, and they came to me and they said the beginning of the movie is young Herb. Do you think Wyatt would do it? He said, don't even ask him. He's not here to work in movies. He's here trying to earn a job on these teams and move forward in hockey. So don't bother.
Would you have taken him up on the offer if they ask you why?
No, they did.
No, they did.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, we had a good. It was the second year. We had a good team. We ended up second in Canada that year, finishing second in nationals, and we had a really good team. And that my career path was hockey, so it was like this was a very important time. And we did have a couple players actually leave the team to go be in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to come back when the movie was done and be on the team again. And it was like, no way, dude, sorry, you left this team to go join a different one. And it doesn't matter that it was a movie, it wasn't our team. So it was a little bit of a thing, because it was such a big deal in Vancouver at the time. They'd getting a lot of hockey players and they were paying these guys money that they hadn't been paid before. So it was fun. Sometimes we'd play, we'd have a game in like Abbotsford, and they shot at Abbotsford right after we'd play. So we'd have like the crew in the stands, and then we'd end the game, and then my dad would come to work on the same ice that I just played on. That was kind of fun.
They helped him find a lot of the locations. Actually, I turned that movie down quite a few times because it was relatively uninteresting in the form that it was in. But I was up there, you know, because Wyatt was playing hockey there. I was going to be playing hockey there for a number of years.
Wow.
And so I knew all the rinks that they could, you know, possibly use in the time of year that would work and whatnot. So ended up doing the movie because Gavin O'Connor and I had great conversations about having hockey players play the characters in the movie. Sports movies are tough. They're really tough. I've never done a baseball one. It depends on the story. And really, generally, their sports stories are written by fans. They're not written by players. And there's a completely different mindset coming out of the players, from the players' point of view, than there is a fan's point of view. And, very few are made by people who either played the game or played some high level or professional level of the game. And those are usually much better.
How many takes for that speech? How many takes did you need?
It's interesting. There's a lot of rewriting there. Not that many. Had a couple cameras rolling and the speech. That's right. I forgot about that. I had that opportunity to speak with Herb before that. So I felt very good about the fact that when the players on the team saw that movie, they did refer to the speech and say, how did you know that? You know, because I'd spoken with Herb. The speech was quite different, in fact, before we actually filmed it. And I don't know. You know, we did like a normal amount, three or four takes. And I must say there was one line in it that it came to me at one time, which was, it's like those line reading things, which you never think about, but this is your time. That was sort of the impetus of the speech. And I was just looking at those guys and I just said, this is your time. You know, it's not their time anymore. It's your time. And that became what came out of that pregame speech. My favorite story I can't tell it here either, I suppose, but was not that speech, but the speech that Herb gave, I should say the speech that Herb didn't give for the last game. After they beat the Russians, they had to play Finland. And I think it was Finland that they had to beat for the win for the gold.
You can tell the story.
Okay. Well, anyway, from what it was is Herb said nothing, came into the room, said nothing, started to walk out of the room, got to the door, turned around and he said, if you lose this game, you'll take it to your grave. And he turned around and walked out. I wanted to shoot that and have no sound of my voice, but, you know, have Herb already narrating the ending of the movie, but you can read his lips.
That would have been awesome in the credits.
I think it would have been great. Yeah.
What do you think when you see Slapshot?
Slapshot was like wasn't as inaccurate as people might think it would be.
There's an amazing story about that. Slapshot was written by a woman whose brother was in the Portland Mavericks locker room. I think he was a player on the team. Can't remember because this is a long time ago.
And the Portland Mavericks were a team.
That was the template. The Portland Mavericks, which my dad owned, and Batter Bastards of Baseball is a documentary you can see if you have it on Netflix that is about that team. It was the most successful minor league team in the history of the game. It was actually a very interesting situation. And he was on that team. A lot of that was derived from his experience with the Portland Mavericks, which I guess he shared with his sister.
Well, But you guys were all in, like, believable. I mean, the fact that Paul Newman took that job, like, I'm just going, wow.
Love Slasher. Love Slasher.
That wasn't as, like, Ogie Oglethorpe was, like, based off of a real person.
Yeah.
especially back in the 70s, like, that was not, I mean, obviously, there was it was caricaturized, but it wasn't that far off.
Yeah. Not anymore. That's a blast of a movie. I mean, you can't. Come on. There's too much great stuff in that. That's fabulous.
Monarch Legacy of Monsters on Apple TV Plus. So summarize this. What have we missed so far, and where are we headed with this?
Well, you go. You're better at explaining.
All the movies have a Godzilla lore, of course, and this is connected to that. But this is much more about the people who are now dealing with this, with the reality that monsters are in and amongst us, and we have to live with them and try to figure out a way. What is it we're going to do? So Monarch was created back in the late 40s and early 50s by three people. And the character that Wyatt and I play was sort of the guy who was coming in from the military side. And he was the one who needed to sort of become a believer, as it were. Company Monarch grew, but then fell apart and became something very different. This story is about the mystery of those people and how it happened, and the fact that what you're looking at here is what are these monsters? What they are real? They're not dinosaurs. Where do they come from? Why is it we can't see them? They're very, very mysterious in and amongst themselves, and so it deals with that. It's all about this family. Finding out their history, their history having to do with this, and it goes back and forth from the 50s up to 2014, 2015, and that's when I play this character Lee Shaw. Wyatt plays him all through the 50s.
Do you believe in monsters?
I believe in Godzilla. You know, there's human monsters and there's animal monsters. That's kind of a lot of what's behind what we're doing here.
My guys that I work with loved the movie Used Cars. Ernie, yeah,
my favorite movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like it's so. I mean, there's I can quote every line from the movie. Used Cars has come up like on this little press tour we were doing like 100 times because it was Bob Zemeckis' second movie. It was my favorite movie of his. It's the closest to his humor, to my dad's humor that I know. It's just everything about that movie to me is perfect.
A used car salesman in Arizona?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's one of my. The most, you know, like character wise, like I had fun every day. I mean, it was just a blast. I mean, and those guys, Bob Zemeckis and Bob Gale, and all the cast guys too, and when the people that were in the show, Deborah, it was just one of those things. I learned a lot about comedy and how comedy is made by the people who were involved with that show. I didn't really know that much about comedy. You know, you'd read a script and you go play it, but these guys created comedy. They were fantastic. They're, you know, they went on to have obviously a lot of great careers and stuff too.
Yeah. It's one thing to see something written, but then you got to kind of capture what's written and make it work. And that's the genius.
This was like 1979, 1980 period. So there was a lot of the Second City people, you know, that seemed to be the core of where a lot of these people were coming from. John Candy was supposed to be in that movie. And he actually ended up taking his agent, took two jobs at one time.
Wyatt, would you recreate Used Cars with Dad's permission?
What's that? Me?
Yeah.
I'd do it in a different way, but I know what I'd do.
I
do it in a different way, but I know what I'd do because I think there's a lot of fun to be had if Rudy was, like we talked about last night, running for, he actually did become a senator, and what happened, and I have a dream about you.
Kurt, you produced this.
Don't take too long.
This would be great. Get your dad.
It would. I agree. Yeah. Get someone, call somebody at Netflix, Dan. You know.
Get mom. Yeah, I'll call Sandler. I'll call Sandler.
I think you'd have to get a hold of Bob Zemeckis.
Before we run out of time, I have questions for you.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I have a great, this was, so this is tomorrow's show. This is today's show, but we were, I was watching yesterday's show. Great statue doesn't have a Hall of Fame. Dustin Brown of the LA Kings.
Oh.
He's a statue outside Staples Center, not going to be in the Hall of Fame. Not a Hall of Famer.
Why didn't you guys know that? I can't know everything.
I only came up with was there at one time a statue of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa in front of a stadium?
I think it's just on the steps.
Just on the steps?
Yeah.
There never was one. There was never another one.
I don't think that it's outside of any of their venues. And then I think Sylvester, I think there's two of those statues. I think he had one at his house in Hollywood. he does. It was out by the pool. He's got his statue there. I'm not joking.
I'll tell him you said that and he'll get one.
How would Goldie feel if you said, I'd like to have a statue outside of the home?
She'd divorce me. No, they're not.
Okay, what other question do you have? What? Anything else?
So we always talk about, we always have the debate of who should be in the Hall of Fame or not. We talk about, like, ad nauseum.
Okay.
And more interesting one that we're always like, God, should this person be in the Hall of Fame or not, is golf. The Golf Hall of Fame is a hard one. And the real one is like Fred Couples. He's got one major, but only, I think, 15 wins. Yeah. And it's like, is that a Hall of Fame golf career?
Well, what sometimes, what are the criteria when it comes to numbers versus the reason for fame?
I think it's like,
and he had a lot of reason for fame.
You could win one Super Bowl. Like Freddie won one Super Bowl. He won the Masters. And is that enough to get into the Hall? Now, you can also do contributions to the game as well. He's been on the senior tour, the champions tour, the longevity part of that.
If you look into the future of golf, that's going to open up a lot of guys. A lot of guys to the Hall of Fame. Well, what about Miguel Cabrera?
No, I think what's going to happen, though, Kurt, is because of LIV Tour, these guys might not be playing in majors. So guys that would be having a Hall of Fame career are just going to be financially compensated, and they're not going to have the majors there.
Or will you take into consideration the fact that they win 40-whatevers around the world? Right. You know,
on LIV Tour? No. But you guys should do a podcast.
If the Live Tour,
how would you guys do as a podcast? Do you think you guys could just sports? Could you put up with each other?
We don't have time in the day.
Oh God, you're actors.
Actually, that's not true. All we just sit around and do nothing.
You're actors. You got time.
It's so true. But if the Live Tour, if John Rahm goes to the Live Tour for real, and they change the rules and they change it to a 4-day turn, because that's the big sticking point. Make it 4 days. Don't do the weird shotgun start thing.
Yeah.
And then they start being able to compete for the world golf rankings. Then that changes that.
I'd like to know what the story is behind Live / PGA, because, you know, I can do a little conspiracy theory on that one. Like, you know, in the old days of the AFL and the NFL, when the AFL was created, you know, that was a terrible, terrible thing. Who's going to go over there and all of that? You know, they became what they became. And then Namath, he should be in the Hall of Fame for what he, of course, because of what he did. He brought two leagues together.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen with Liv and the PGA? Was that always the intent?
I keep thinking that eventually that you got to bring it together. That they have to merge.
Well, if you're you know, sitting around with Greg Norman 7-8 years ago, you think that conversation might have been had by a few people?
Well, he brought it up.
I wouldn't say no.
He brought it up 30 years ago. This idea.
Yeah, so he'd been thinking about it for a while.
How's the best way
to do this? Yeah. And why not create two? And then we'll have a competition, and then eventually it'll be the PGA, but it will be a lot larger than it was.
You guys don't want to talk movies. You want to talk sports, right?
No. We never talk movies. Yeah. No, we talk about this stuff so you can go make them.
Yeah. Wyatt, have you told your dad that I've been in 20 Sandler movies? Just, I don't know if you checked out. I mean, maybe you know that. I don't know, Kurt, but I've been in 20.
I've said to my dad, I'm like, I think Dan would be good in like a real drama.
Yeah.
Like you need to get in like a real drama where you could use your low timbre.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? Why didn't I get in this?
By the way, you should have been announcing a game while Godzilla gets
Yes.
Destroyed the stadium.
Dan, we talked about this, but there's enough monsters already. So,
okay. I can be something less than a monster.
Oh, I see. You want to play a human. Oh, okay.
Curtis, great to have you on. We've always appreciated Wyatt, and especially when he showed up in person with flip-flops, a parka, a winter hat. And I went, we're in Los Angeles. What are you doing?
It was cold.
You had flip-flops on.
He's barefoot right now.
I'm gonna air out my feet. I've got eczema.
All right. Whenever there's a real tough topic and I need to be the guy who comes and settles it, then you guys let me know. We'd love to have you come back on.
Perfect deal.
Once again, it's called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, Apple TV+. New episodes airing every Friday.
Hey, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good for you. We'll take it. Good for you. Who are those 7%? We're going after you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, all right, Dan. Good talking to you, Dan. See you.
Kurt and Wyatt Russell. A lot of fun talking to them. We'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, we have a feast. Boy, this is really impressive. The folks from Portland, Maine, from Eventide, came down to do Meat Friday. That's actually Seafood Friday. We'll have that for you coming up. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store for Monday after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Closing up shop, as we always do on this Friday, a Seafood Friday. Todd Rundgren, all together now. Here we go.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Seton raising his hand. Yes.
Just in case anyone's confused, Todd Rundgren, much still alive.
Yeah.
Not part of Dead December,
yeah,
right. Guys.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's very much alive.
We play Todd every Friday, but thank you, Todd. And it's Dead December, our theme today. Next week, it'll be lead singers who are alive in the month of December.
Yeah, if you're alive, let's celebrate.
Yeah. My thanks to Eventide, the restaurant in Portland, Maine. They brought everything down, all the seafood there, and they cooked things on the Traeger. And they were like, we hadn't used the Traeger before. And then they realized how good it was, how easy it was. And the food is spectacular. Yes, yes.
I've had two truly great fish sandwiches in my life. One was at a place called Woody's in Bermuda, and the other was at Eventide, like 6-7 years ago or something. My wife still talks about it.
Yeah, great stuff.
Great place.
Can't wait to get to the post show, let's put it that way. Mm. Crack a beer, get a Miller Lite, and a few oysters, we're good to go. All right, weekend games, give me the upset. Pro or college, the upset that we'll talk about on Monday. Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say Louisville is going to take down Florida State.
Okay. Not a big upset.
No.
But an upset. An upset. That's all I asked for.
Number 4 team in the country right now.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
Backup quarterback.
Seton O'Connor, give me your upset.
Alabama upsetting Georgia. Chaos. Absolute chaos, I tell you.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend. I'm sorry. Marvin, the upset.
I'm going to go Packers beat
best
the Chiefs.
Best and worst of the weekend. What are we doing? Packers over the Chiefs.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I love love.
All right. Paulie?
I don't actually believe in this, but I believe in the new coach bump, the Carolina Panthers over the Buccaneers.
How about the Patriots over the Chargers?
Man, that would be humiliating.
Did you see where they're trying to do a promo of the Thursday game with the Patriots? And they're showing Bill Belichick. Like, they have nothing to show for the Patriots. Like Bailey Zappi? Tune in to see the last few games of Bill Belichick's Patriot career. Yes, Tom?
Does Brandon Staley make it off the field if they were to lose that game?
Yes, he will make it off the field. He will. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Can you sneak into this day in sports history, Paul?
The only one is the, what was it? They gave a franchise to the Seattle football team. It was announced.
Oh, okay.
Kind of coincidental.
Latrell Sprewell choked his head coach, P.J. Carlissimo.
Frowned upon.
It is. All right, what'd you learn today, Todd?
Understandably, it's often confused, but Kurt Russell played Herb Brooks in Miracle. It had little or nothing to do with Mel Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sneak one in there.
Todd, you got me. There, no, you got me.
Five hole.
I think I mentioned Albert Brooks, too. Seton, what'd you learn?
Chuck Salisbury, world-class name dropper.
Heather Locklear. Marvin?
Vic could still play for the Jets.
Paulie.
Kurt Russell's hair is still legit.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll look forward to talking to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.